This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. Let's start with Mo in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Fellas, what's going on?
You all right, Mo?
My bad. Hey, I had it on speakerphone, was waiting. I figured I'd be the last damn call.
Nope, first one, Mo.
But, hey, so I figured I'd make Randy laugh with this one. So I know we have all had the moments where our parents told us not to do something and we did it. So we had the angel baby. She done came home for the little holiday. Mama told her, do not move the truck and do not take this little boy back to school. Mind you, they're in the same age group. They go to different colleges. The angel baby done took a little boy to Valdosta State, and I had to pretty much pull mama off of her. Now, for me, it was going to Freaknik in 96. My mama told me to get back home at a certain time.
Sounds fun.
I decided I was going to stay a little bit longer. I got into a car accident on the way back. And it wasn't even a car accident. I hit a deer on the way back.
Okay.
What was that event that mama told you not to do, and you did it anyway, and it did not turn out the way you thought it was going to turn out?
All right, Mo.
Oh, you right, dog? Must sound like he popped a gummy or something.
Happy hour
happy
Thursday.
Slow in there, thing. You had told us about somebody that got jumped on. Yeah. That's what we used to call it back in the day. Your mama done jumped on you.
Okay.
All right, we'll call it fight. She jumped on you.
Sound like Mo is also kind of mad that we haven't been taking his calls first, too. Like,
yeah, man.
We got to mix it up,
man. Mix it up, Mo.
Got to give everybody a bite at the apple.
But, I mean, yeah. I mean, where we live? We live in Germany. Snuck out the house. Mama said, don't go nowhere. I just snuck out the house. She done locked my window and locked the door. Made me sleep outside in the stairwell. So, yeah. Plenty of times. All the time.
The first day my mom let me drive her car to high school,
yeah,
we were driving to lunch, mm-hmm, and I took the corner too soon, and I hit the curb,
mm-hmm,
and I bent the, like, the
axle.
The axle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
everybody's
that's
done.
Terrible.
Yeah, everybody's
the
done
first
that.
Day.
The first day, though.
She was like, be careful. Don't. And the first day. So, yeah, needless to say, I didn't get to drive to school for a long time.
Yeah, we've all had that.
And I don't think she said, don't wreck my car.
Mm-hmm.
That's understood.
Right.
It was just be careful.
Yeah.
I was not careful.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So dumb.
It happens.
All right. Adam's in Denmark by way of Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
Hi. Andy, I know
Yes, I am in Denmark. And the other day, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, you said your mom couldn't listen to the show over here.
Yeah.
But I listen. I get out of the office at like 4 o'clock over here, and y'all start at 5, which is 11 there.
See, mom,
you just got to... Yeah, you just got to turn off the Wi-Fi. You got to listen on your phone. But I don't know if she has that company data plan.
Yeah, and she, okay. you know, she's not the savviest like tech person.
Right.
Yeah, every time I come in the hotel, it automatically goes back to the Wi-Fi, and I can't get the show on Odyssey unless I turn off the Wi-Fi.
Okay, but good tip. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, and Mo... Eat some french fries and take a nap, man. You'll be all right.
Bo was like, yeah, man.
Maybe this is a day off, man.
Yeah, he's
you don't know what his schedule is.
Well, like pop one of them cubes.
Anyhow, I don't really have a question for y'all, but I'd like to give a shout-out to my dad. Yesterday, I missed his birthday. Dude turned 71. U.S. Army retired.
All right.
What's his name?
Heidelberg Strong.
Yeah, man.
Man.
Actually, they fixed that sign. Actually, they fixed that sign that I vandalized.
What did you write on it?
My whole name. Yeah.
Randy McMichael?
Yeah. Oh,
no. Man, we're some bad kids over there, Andy. There's some bad kids come out of Heidelberg, man.
You know what? There's no bad kids.
Yeah, I'll let you
make bad decisions.
Build in 44-65.
My man.
All right, Adam. Thank you.
Just looking at some pictures from camp. Are Darnell Moody's at practice? Full pads.
There you go.
Here we go.
All right. I like what Joe is talking about. Penix just throwing him bombs.
Yeah.
Just go get it. That sounds fun.
We call it pat and go, but, you know.
Yeah. Sounds like a fun one.
Yeah.
Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Rich?
Good.
I hope I don't sound sleepy like Mo, my boy, but he got to get it together. two questions for y'all.
Way off Mo, guys. Sorry.
Two questions for y'all. What's y'all favorite quote or one-liner from a movie, song, whatever? Mine is Denzel from Equalizer. When you pray for rain, you got to deal with the mud, too.
All right.
And then this is for Randy. And Andy, you're going to go through this, so you can give me your insights on what you think.
Okay.
What age is the toughest to parent? A toddler throwing tantrums, preteen with the attitude, or a teenager with the whole independence thing?
Oh, man. It's hard for me.
Isn't it different for every kid?
It kind of is. Because all my kids, especially the older ones, they all went through different phrases. But except for the boys, they all go through the same kind of thing. But it's like... They have such different personalities because they're, you know, one, none of my kids all have the same interests. Like, they'll do certain things together, but they all have different things that they're more interested than others. And so that's always the easiest thing. But, like, and it just depends. Like, Sebastian, that's the baby. Of all the kids that we have, he is the one that is the hardest one because he's so much like me. He's stubborn as hell. And he ain't scared of me. Like, other kids scared of me. And Kai wasn't because she's the baby girl, so she knew nothing was going to happen.
Right.
But the boys, Isaiah and Sean and Samson, I didn't say nothing.
Isn't it funny how that worked out?
Yeah, I ain't have to say nothing.
You got the final boss.
Yeah.
Final kid.
Yep, I ain't never have to say nothing to the boys. But
let me ask you this.
But this guy here?
This is something that I've thought about because a lot of times right now with Jack, he's two. But with Lily, it's like, a lot of times it's like, well, that's just the age she is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Once they get old enough to know better, is it more frustrating when it's like, you know better than that? Or is it frustrating when they're little and it's like, I could tell them this 1,000 times, it's not going to register.
Right.
Because they're too little, they don't know.
No, it's the older part.
It's got to be more frustrating when they're older.
But like Lily's getting to that age now when at 5
some
year
stuff
old.
Some stuff for sure.
Some stuff for sure.
Some stuff.
And then they'll play like they don't know, but you know they ask no. Uh-huh. But yeah, I think it's for each parent to do it. But I'm talking about for me. Like, I never had to worry about the boys, the older boys, because all I had to do was raise up. Mm-hmm. They never, ever stood. I never had one of my sons come to me and think they finna stick their chest out of me. until I met this little joker here.
And he's three, and he's already doing it.
And he's damn three.
That's wild. Favorite movie quote? One that's freshest of mine, because I heard Mike Bell say it yesterday. Shawshank Redemption, get busy living or get busy dying.
Love it, love it, love it.
It's a good life motto.
Yes, it is.
Let's go Ryan, who's in Gwinnett. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Hey. You had me cracking up yesterday with your thing about the letter Q and names. my grandfather's a white, 100% Polish guy named Leon. I think he's probably the only Leon in history.
There's not a lot of them.
When I was fighting with, well, discussing names for our children with my wife, she finally just wore me down and I gave up. Do you have any names that, you know, you really liked that were vetoed or any regret as far as the names you chose? Thank you.
Man. Thank you, Ryan.
No.
Mm-mm. No, no regrets.
No.
I like the names that we have.
It was so much fun naming your children. I think that's what it was.
It is fun.
That was fun as hell. Coming up with Jack.
Yeah, Jack. You know, that's pretty tried and true.
That was a lot of fun.
No, we did go back and forth on Jack's middle name maybe was going to be Thorbjorn, which is, you know, Norwegian for Thunder Bear, which would have been pretty savage. We went with Rainier.
I like Rainier.
Which is, yeah, it's also it's probably better, and that's what we went with.
Thornvor?
Thorbjorn. We were getting, if we have another one, I don't know, we'd get too creative with that one, but we kept it pretty simple with both of them. Yeah,
that's good. Lillian Shout Jack. Out to Tony Dukes. He said he was in China last week. He listened to us. Can't miss his midday show.
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Because yesterday we said we'd conquered Sweden and Denmark.
And China.
China?
And China.
All right.
Get you some.
Add it to the list. TJ is in Covington. Hey, TJ.
Hey, what's up, guys? I called in earlier this week when I told you my lady crashed my Camaro.
Yeah. Update.
So I got to the job. She met me outside.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Uh-oh.
So I'm like, hey, baby. You know, I brought her lunch. So what happened was, Randy, you was exactly right. She got in the car with my homegirl, trying to have a good weekend.
Yep.
Showing out and hit something. But I ain't got to worry because she said she paid for all of it.
Okay.
But she was right. She was trying to show out and lost a little control.
What'd she hit?
It's funny. She, you know, them little poles. I forgot what it was called. Them poles that mirror.
You nailed it. You nailed it. All right.
That's all I want, girl. I'm in his car, girl. Come on. I'm on the way. Listen to Sexy Red. Long hair, 45, 55, 65. Yeah. That was exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. And then, boo. Oh, girl. Tony, boy, come.
Listen, when I got home that night, I didn't ask my favorite meal was cooked.
Yep.
I don't got a foot rub, a back rub. She's like, hey, baby, I know 2K come out. Do you need money for VC? I'm like, I ain't going to say no.
Yeah, I mean, but, kind of worked out.
Hell yeah.
Kind of worked out.
Yeah, it's fine, but she lost her key. I took the key back, so she can't get that key no more.
Okay.
Oh, man. You got to drive the Camry.
All right. Nothing wrong with the Camry. Thank you, TJ. Thank you for the update. Tobobby is in Atlanta. Hey, Tobobby.
I'm with Mo. I know if Abe is the one that picks up, I'm going to be last, but Bo will get me through. So I just A plays politics. Anyway, Randy, you've been doing great with your read, and just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you.
And Andy, you really did swerve and bend the corner with your mom's car then in high school.
I really did.
But my question for y'all is,
it was Seattle, so I skidded out.
I was watching the new Eddie Murphy movie on Prime. And it has that Anderson .Paak song in it that y'all have, the wow song. Yep. Is there any songs that, like, you know, y'all play on your little bumpers and it affects your everyday life? Like, you know, Randy, when you hear that one song, do you woo out in public outside when you're on the show? Yep. Or?
Yes.
And what is your favorite bumper that y'all have?
Oh, great question. Man. Yeah, that Led Zeppelin song is now Randy's song.
Yes, all the time. Anywhere
you woo on that.
Yes.
Anytime the I'm not a player, I just crush a lot song.
That's definitely my favorite.
Hit the sound effect on the front of that one.
I got five on it. I love that.
Oh,
I
like
people know that. Definitely. Frankie Beverly, the one we play tomorrow.
Yeah, because that means it's the last segment.
Yeah, that means
Friday.
Last segment on Friday. I definitely love that.
I don't know. I like
Now that we're making picks. The guitar riff, yes.
You know, Bo does a great job, man.
Yes.
He plays all the songs that get played are awesome.
And definitely when he goes, throws Bob Marley in there.
Yeah, no, I love all of them. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Joe is a thug who only gets thumbs up from Andy.
That's right.
Yes.
Joe said that the Falcons are looking for fresh bodies.
Yes.
Aren't we all?
Yes,
we are. Fresh. Your weekly PSA from the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. You can have just as good of a time, and you can even still let all your stuff hang out in flats or tennis shoes. Hey, if you're starting anybody in fantasy football tonight, get them out of your flex spot. Put your wide receiver in your wide receiver spot, your running back in your running back spot. Leave your flex spots open as long as you can.
You I go. Can't believe this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Great tip.
Come back up. But if you're not careful, somebody else might get a chance to enjoy those young guys.
You know what I meant. That was 11:04. 11:04. All right. Have a great rest of your afternoon and
Twin
evening.
Twin Peaks tomorrow, Kennesaw.
Twin Peaks tomorrow in Kennesaw. Tank NFL tops. Season starts tonight. Tank tops. I mean, we're back.
Yeah, maybe.
We're back. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.